While at least one Ontario city has taken the American flag down in response to the trade war with the United States, the city of Sault Ste. Marie will continue flying the stars and stripes at the flag gallery outside City Hall. City officials in Sault Ste. Marie said there are no plans, at this point, to remove American flags. "We are working to support the Government of Canada and Government of Ontario's response to the tariffs," said Jordan Allard, Mayor Matthew Shoemaker's policy and communications advisor. "We remain committed to engaging with our American counterparts, encouraging them to advocate against these tariffs to the U.S. federal administration, and emphasizing their economic harm to both the American and Canadian economies." However, Allard said the city sympathizes with those who think otherwise. "We understand why people in our community might feel strongly about removing the flag," he said. "Frustration with the U.S. federal administration's approach is shared by many, including the leadership of the city. We will continue to monitor the situation and reassess as needed. This is certainly a fluid situation that seems to change minute by minute." Earlier this week, Barrie Mayor Alex Nuttall ordered the flags to be removed from city facilities as 25% American tariffs on Canadian goods came into effect, sparking a trade war between the two countries. "This is the flag of the Commander-in-Chief, the U.S. President, who is threatening our sovereignty, our security, our right to self-determination and freedoms," Nuttall said. "He is threatening our jobs, the finances of families, and attempting to take food off our tables. Effective immediately, I have instructed the City of Barrie staff to remove United States flags from all city-owned facilities," he added. "If President Donald Trump reverses his decision, we will discuss while it is appropriate to put the United States flags back up at our facilities." While Barrie ranked 19th across Canada in terms of vulnerability to U.S. tariffs, Sault Ste. Marie did not crack the 41-city list put together by the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. With files from Bob Bruton.